online gaming here? Because I know that's been a big throw in the pot.
Oh, I think that you're going to see some online gaming coming. I haven't seen the bills and stuff, but it'll probably be tied in with the casinos and stuff like that. But there'll be some online gaming probably.
And that's going to be good for our state.
Oh, I don't think it'll hurt us a bit.
No, it's not going to hurt us.
Right now, there's so much going overseas to offshore places where they're not paying anything. Mm-hmm. But we need to look at our... Nobody's moving here because of our tax structure.
Not anymore.
The only people that are moving here because of our tax structure are all retired and never have... Don't want to pay for any more kids.
But you just mentioned somebody who moved here because of our tax structure, the urban retailers.
Of the tax rate. Urban Outfitters came because of the location and the way its distribution centers.
The location, all those warehouses up there instead are here because we don't have the inventory tax that
That's
California
right. We
has.
We don't have that, and we don't need an inventory
all
tax.
All right, well.
No, there's a property tax, and they got a depreciation thing now that you buy a house for $100, sell it for $5. The new guy pays tax on $100.
When
what?
Did that go into
who has that?
The state of Nevada.
Really?
So change that so whatever the sales price is, that's what the new tax structure is.
Wow.
So they've got to address that. They've studied it once three or four years ago, but they never did any changes.
We call that a step up in cost basis.
Yeah. But, I mean, you just can't pay $100 and sell for $5. Now it's just the opposite. People paid $5,
yeah.
And they're selling for $2 and
for
$3,
two. Yeah.
And they're paying property tax on $5. Mm-hmm. And then to put a cap, right now with the economic conditions, the county can only raise residential tax 3%. Can only raise the industry, businesses, 8%.
Cap it.
And so it's capped what they can... I got grandkids that won't live long enough to see it get back to where it is today.
So what is your take on the priorities that we need to do for Reno right now? What are the priorities?
A lot of these have to come from
the tax structure.
From the state and everything for us to be able to do anything.
Has to run it through the legislature, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That session's over.
Well, I think they're going to have a new college degree called Kick the Can.
I'm going to get in on that one.
I'll irritate somebody today.
I'm sure you will, but you're good at that. Will you stay with me? I want to talk a little bit about JTNN when we come back.
Well, we'll do that or talk whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, Bob Mayor Cashel. I'm so happy to have you here. Bob Cashel's with me, JP Attitude, Steve Aussie, and even Pat sitting over here. We'll be back with Broadview. You're with Fox News 1270.
Michael Savage on Fox News 1270.
The people I have found, though, who have been the least successful and the most hung up on themselves are those who have been cursed to go to Harvard.
Weekdays at 3.
I'm with Andriana from Anchor Concrete. Hello.
Hello.
So how did IT Master Services approach the job?
At home, I was having virus issues. He took the computer, was able to fix that in a timely manner with a great price.
And it showed up when you needed them.
Yeah.
Because not many IT companies do that, right?
That's the problem, right? Finding a reliable IT guy that you can trust your business with, and you know that's what keeps us running.
IT Master Services, your business network solutions team. Visit itmasterservices.com or call 229-4254.
One day. It's Macy's biggest one-day sale Saturday with the lowest prices of the season. Kenneth Cole Reaction and Izod suits, buy one, get two free. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% on all fine jewelry. Bras, buy two, get two free. Take 40 to 60% off men's sportswear. And stock up on designer pillows, now $6.99. Get the lowest prices of the season at Macy's biggest one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home. But these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
They spread salmonella and trigger asthma attacks. They transmit disease and contaminate food. They feed on blood and can leave trails of itchy red welts. Cockroaches, mice, bed bugs, and other pests are more than a nuisance. They're a threat to your family's health. Learn how to protect your family and home at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association.
Fox 1270.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Today we're speaking with Mayor Bob Cashell. So glad to have you here, Bob.
Good to be here.
And we've been talking a lot about Reno budgets and what's going on with Reno. And we were talking about UNR and the medicine department up there. It's just huge, brand new. I mean, they say it's just going to be outrageous. And you were saying that a couple of people want to move it to Las Vegas.
Well, there's been a run try to move the relocate the, and I don't know all the facts about it, but I know that there's been certain political leaders out of the South that want to move the whole medical school down South.
Wow, that means a lot to us, I think.
Oh, I think so. I think back when it started, it would have made sense. But now that it's grown to what it is today, I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
And we've already built all those new buildings and the facility and all the money we put into it.
And those doctors and things are all paid by grants and research and stuff. And so they've done a great job. A lot of our kids have gone to medical school here. And they've gone to other states and done internships and turned out to be real great doctors.
And we're going to get a lot more now with that.
That's right.
Yeah, even though the tuition is going up, we're going to still get some more students for that. Okay, any more political Reno questions for Bob Cashell? Because I want to get into a little bit about JT.
Can I ask him why he endorsed Harry Reid?
Oh, my gosh, I knew that was coming.
Go for it. Tell me.
You know, I've known Harry. I was very instrumental in Harry and Mike O'Callaghan getting elected governor, lieutenant governor. I've known Harry for a long time. The times I've dealt with him, he's done a lot for our city and our state. He's gotten us a lot of money for the airport. He's gotten us a lot of money for the railroad wouldn't even talk to us on the train trench until he got him to come to the table. I've been a friend of Harry's for a long time. Do I like everything that Harry's done in Washington? No. Do I like everything the president's doing? No. But I blame the National Republican Party and our own state party for not picking candidates that carry and could do what they did. I just felt his opponent was too radical and too far off base.
Too inexperienced.
Too inexperienced and too radical. And I think that she's a nice lady. I've met her and stuff like this, but I don't think she would have done us any good in Washington, D.C. We would have been without a vote back there for 6 years.
But we might not have ended up with Obamacare.
But we don't have Obamacare.
Now, wait a minute. Now, why don't you go to Louisiana and see who put the vote over on Obamacare? Wasn't Harry Reid. It was the senator from Louisiana. Was the swing vote that switched?
Did they call that the Louisiana Purchase?
I think they did.
The swing.
It was an awful sleazy process. I know that.
Well, the whole thing
politics,
was
politics, man.
The thing was, and you know, they say it's like watching them make sausage, and that ain't pretty.
I like that.
but the thing is that, you know, I have.
You got to vote for who you believe in.
Well, you got to do what you think's right.
What you think
and
is right.
I did what I think was right, and. I think what they did to Senator Raggio is a disgrace for a man that's given so much to this state and to the Republican Party and helped him come around. And I tell you, the Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned, they've gone too far to the right. And they need to compromise a little bit.
And that probably will happen now. With the Tea Party here and there, it always swings. The pendulum always swings
back.
Oh,
it always comes back.
Yeah.
Are you saying that... As a Republican, maybe you believe more in Republican values, but Harry could bring home some bacon.
Well, Harry brought home a lot of bacon, and I believe in Republican values, or I wouldn't have switched parties to become a Republican. In Texas, I was a conservative Democrat, but we didn't have any Republicans to vote for. John Tower was the first elected Republican in the state of Texas that went on to do anything. I came to town here. I was in business with some very conservative Democrats, a lot of conservative friends and things. And I switching parties, I shouldn't have done it. I look back now, should have stayed where I was. But on the same hand, I'll tell you the story of how the President of the United States asked me to become, and his name was Ronald Reagan, and see how y'all would react in the Oval Office with him. And but it's I am very happy in the Republican Party. I don't like the strong determination of no compromise, no work. It's got to be so far to the right, and some of it has been. And I don't like the far left of the Democratic Party either. So to do things, you've got to be able to compromise, and just saying no, no, no doesn't get it for anybody. But I have 7 granddaughters, and his opponent made the statement one time that if a young lady was raped, she should carry the baby till inception.
Uh-oh, now you're going to get Jay going here. Here she goes.
I'm not touching that.
Steam's coming out of her ears.
Nah. Well, but the thing is, though, is I got 7 granddaughters. And
you wouldn't
baby,
trade them for anything.
That little baby would be born, and nobody would love it. And I'd be in jail for killing the bastard that did it to her.
Yep, that's very true. There's always an